The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality. I am so ridiculously excited for our show today. We have a very, very special guest, Dr. Dane, here with us today. Dane, for those of you who don't know Dane, he is a co-creator of Access Consciousness, an internationally renowned author, speaker, facilitator, brilliant being, creator of the Being You, Changing the World book, and that whole body of work, and just one of my favorite people to talk to. And we're going to be talking today about a very special conversation and creation that he has been creating recently called The Return of the Gentleman. And I am so excited to see where we go. So welcome, Dane. I'm so, so grateful that you're here.
Heather, thank you. I am very thrilled to be here with you.
So Return of the Gentleman. I was so happy when I found out about this creation. The conversation of what else is possible with men in the world, and for me as a woman in regards to men and seeing how just the world sees men and relates to men and how women relate to men has always been something in my world that has, I've always just been aware that there was such a different possibility. And I was so happy when I discovered that you guys were doing this. And I would love to know just how it came about and what you were asking for and hoping to create with it.
Well, that's kind of an interesting story, actually. We were over a series of several weeks, I'd had conversations with different women and also different men talking about how they were going in their relationships. And I was speaking with the women about how they had, you know, interacted with men in relationship in the past. And then I was speaking with men about how they felt like they didn't really have a role model. And a lot of them said that, you know, when I came to Access and I saw how you were being in the world, and this one makes me cry because it's like, by the way, a gentleman can cry and it's okay. it's like, in particular, a good friend of mine, Liam, he said, Dane, he's like, you don't get it. And he's 23. And he said, I searched the internet for everything I could find about being a man. He said, the only thing I found was how to pick up girls, how to look better, lines to use on women. He said, and I came to Access and I saw you and I saw Gary and I saw some of the other men in Access. And I realized this is what I was searching for on the internet. And I went, seriously, this isn't out there? I'm like, come on, because that's not something I ever searched for. I never searched for how to be a man. I just, I don't know why, I just never did.
You just be it.
Apparently. You know, I'm really grateful for that. Really grateful for my mom who raised me, you know? Mm-hmm. And actually, I'm really grateful for my dad, who basically is the antithesis of a gentleman. So I got both. But it's, and so when he said that, and we were actually having lunch at a 7-day event in Costa Rica at the time, he said that. And then Megan, who you know really well, one of the Access Dazzle, she said, look, this isn't out there. She's like, and the way that you are in the world, she's like, there, if somebody could just tap in and get the information of this, I think it might be really transformative for them. And I was like, wow, okay. And what was funny was I'm like, me? seriously, me? Like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? You know? And they were like, do you not realize that you're different? And I went, no, I'm just me, you know? Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, but you treat people with a level of honoring and respect, and you have a life and living that is phenomenal. You know, and they were saying all of these things, and I realized that the information wasn't out there. So what I wanted to create was a space for something different, a totally different conversation with men that wasn't exclusive of women, that wasn't about, oh, let's claim our masculine power because women are so mean and terrible. That was, you know, because that's the same separationist crap that got us into the mess we're in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
And I wanted to have a different conversation that was inclusive of women, that is actually how a man can be in the world, that honors himself and his desires that may be uniquely male, maybe not, but not to shut off the greatness of what makes a man, but to embrace it and allow that to be a contribution in every area of his life. Hmm. And the interesting thing is I've done a few Google Hangouts now and also put out some other videos and different tools for Return of the Gentleman, which is what I decided to call it. And it's interesting that I've gotten equal feedback from women and men who said, thank you so much for this conversation.
Yeah.
And we have wives who are having their husbands watch these Google Hangouts, and their husbands have never heard of Access, never done Access. And I get these emails from them going, this has transformed our relationship. My husband realizes he can be who he really is. He doesn't have to try to fit into a box, and I'm sorry, I tried to put him in one, and I don't want to do that anymore. And it's transforming how I'm seeing men also. And so having a different conversation, especially from the space of allowance that Access allows, creates a totally different space where we can start to actually claim, own, and be who we really are as men and women, and allow the greatness of us to show up and shine and actually be okay for us in our world.
Mm, wow. Hallelujah.
Right? Praise be.
I know. What else is possible? I love
exactly.
that. I love that. What an incredible gift. And I mentioned in the beginning, you know, when I was a kid, I grew up with really powerful women and actually incredibly sweet men in my life. And I remember just sort of looking around and going, you know, like these, like a lot of the women in my world weren't being super kind to the men that they were married to. And also, you know, I grew up in the 70s and this whole like women's lib thing, you know, and all the women just talking about how they were oppressed and they were, you know, men were making themselves greater and like all this stuff around like the sort of reactionary feminism kind of movement thing. And I didn't realize at the time until I started playing with Access and really acknowledging what I knew and what I had always been aware of. It was like, wow, I would always sort of look at those and go, but what about the men? You know, like they're really sweet and they're really awesome and kind and amazing and, you know, and it was like, I don't see that the men are oppressing the women. Like, I think maybe the women actually might kind of be oppressing the men. And
just a bit. This, yeah.
And, you know, even at age like 7, it just, the whole thing confused me. And so, yeah, so that's part of just that. I mean, it's just been such an interesting, and it's like, we're all infinite beings, you know, and yet, there is such a division in so many ways among women and men. And it's sort of like that, you know, when you change, like when you actually change yourself and you create a space and step into a space of intimacy with you, then the whole world around you changes and all of your relationships change. And I get that that's such a huge part of what's going on with this, the response that's occurring, you know, with these conversations.
Absolutely. And one of the interesting things that we found in the very first sex and relationship class that Gary and I did, God, 15, 16 years ago now, one of the things that we found was that there was a separation created between men and women so that we didn't get together and recognize the gift that communion would create as a difference in the world. And so And it was also so that we would look at a separation based on bodies and body parts rather than recognize that there are basically two different species on the planet, those that judge and those that don't. And so it's this invented separation that we've been functioning from. And so, you know, I was the same way. I was like, why, you know, I'd be talking to my friends. I'm like, why do you talk that way about women? They're like, well, have you ever met one? I'm like, yeah, I know lots of them. Why are you being that way? You know what I mean? And they would take it as a given. You know, at the last place you and I saw each other in Venice at the Benevolent Capitalism class, I walked in the morning before class into the breakfast room at the hotel where the event was being held. And there were these three women there that were doing spiritual feminist wealth. And I went, oh, my God, I wanted to throw up on just the title. You know, I was like, oh, my God. But, you know, and
that was a class they were doing.
Literally, it was a class. They were there for 3 days doing a class. Mm. And I was like, wow, because the separation in spiritual has got its own thing, you know.
Yeah.
But feminist wealth, it's like when you go down that road, whether you're doing masculine power or feminist or whatever, it's like you're excluding half of the world. Yeah. And that's not a place a gentleman functions. That's not a place any of us have to function. But in the, you know, what you were talking about, the, you know, the idea that men hold women down, I think that is, that basically is a lie perpetrated so the women don't see how truly powerful they are.
Yeah.
Because like you said, once you get into an intimacy with yourself and start becoming honoring of you, trusting of you, having gratitude for you, being vulnerable with you, being an allowance of you, nobody can hold you down. And so this is a huge lie that's perpetrated to maintain separation. And it's part of what I would like to change by giving people the information about a different possibility, but also acknowledging that the lie is there and that it's a friggin' lie. It's not what is true.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, I love how it's, you know, like you said, you've had an equal response from women and men, because these tools, like I've written some of the emails for the Return of the Gentleman, and just recently wrote one to the women, and it was like, by the way, you know, these might actually apply to you too, you know, because it is a conversation of intimacy and kindness and generosity and being and what would it be like if we actually really did not have these barriers?
Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
And that's really what the conversation is about. What would it be like if we didn't have these barriers and these lies in place? What could we choose? What could we create then? You know, and, you know, it's so interesting because in any area we have lies, we're creating from less than we could. And this is such a huge area. I mean, if you look at sex and relationship on the planet, everybody's involved in it. You know, and everybody has it. You know, we have it in all areas of our lives. And it's not just sexual relationships or intimate relationships, you know, that we, which is an interesting definition I don't even have time to get into right now.
there's a whole class on that.
Exactly. From my point of view, all of your relationships should be intimate, meaning you should function from the elements of intimacy, not that you have sex with everybody, because sex doesn't create intimacy. Intimacy is its own thing.
Yep.
And so it's, if we would allow, so this is endemic in our entire reality, and everybody has a stake in this, you know, everybody is in relationship with people in their lives. And this is, how do we be with ourselves in such a way as to create all of that as the greatest that it can be, by getting some more information, doing a little clearing so that we can change the stuck spots, but also getting rid of the lies. Once again, I keep going back to that because it's like, it's so endemic and we keep buying it as true. Mm-hmm. And that's where we really stick ourselves.
Yeah. So what would you say, what is a gentleman? Like, how would you answer that question?
I would say it's when a man is functioning as the true greatness a man can be.
Mm. Wow.
Now, there's a lot of other sentences underneath that one, should you choose to fill in, you know, but, you know, some aspects of that are where a man truly has intimacy with himself, which is once again, where he's honoring of himself, where he trusts himself, where he has allowance for himself, which means he's not in judgment, where he's got vulnerability, which means he doesn't have to put up walls or barriers or try to prove he's something that he's not, which the vulnerability also allows, and the allowance also allows you to screw up and not have to have a problem with the fact that you screwed up. You just acknowledge it and see what you can do to change it. Yeah. And then the gratitude for self, that is where you actually have a sense of gratitude that you're alive and that you're being the person that you are. And so in a sense, a gentleman is somebody who can look at himself in the mirror each morning and actually like the person who's looking back.
I love that. What would the world be like if that was true for everybody?
Truly. Truly. And the reason I'm doing Return of the Gentleman at this point, you know, and I say again, I said this already, but it is not about excluding women. It's about there are some conversations that men need to be able to have so that they can allow themselves to recognize and choose to be the gift that they are. Because there are a lot of men out there that are truly phenomenal, and they keep discounting it. They keep invalidating it. They keep making it less. And this creates less for the women they're involved with, the men they're involved with. It creates less for everybody. And so, but there are some unique conversations that need to be had with men in a space that's actually safe for men to have the conversations. Because one of the things you'll notice is in a room where there are women and men, for the most part, the women, especially in a self-development area, the women will tend to dominate the conversation. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. That's part of their potency. It's wonderful. You know, the humanoid women of the world are basically the warrior women of the world. They want to conquer new lands. They want to pull out their swords and cut people's heads off when they want to and change the freaking world. You know, it's freaking awesome. Now, that's great. And for men who've never been taught how to come out of their shell, it is such an intense energy that a lot of times they don't have a sense of freedom in their own worlds to speak the way that they would like to and get clarity in the way that they need to.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you have these conversations with the men in a men-only setting, and then they become available, you know, on the YouTube, the Return of the Gentleman YouTube channel later for women to get to listen in. And I love that. It's just such a beautiful way of including the women and inviting them to being in that conversation, you know, with men and with everybody. So
thank you. That. And I'm really grateful for the women that have chosen to do that, you know, to take a look at it, to watch the hangouts. And the fact that in their world, they realize the gift that it can be and the gift that it is for a man to be what he truly is and not to make apologies for it, you know. And so you have, I mean, if you look at it, and I also want to mention this includes gay men, straight men, undecided men, you know. it basically includes everybody. We're just dealing with the ones with outdoor plumbing right now. Let's put it that way. but it's like, so if you look at one of the other things that has gone on is we've had this thing where men thought they could either be, oh, you know what? We got to go to a break. How about we carry on this conversation after?
Okay. I was going to let you go, but yes, we can pick it up when we come back. So we will pause for a moment and be back shortly.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at heathernichols.com. That's Heather at heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and this is Heather Nichols. And we're here this week with Dr. Dane here talking about the return of the gentleman and all other kinds of amazing things. So where were we? We were right in the middle of something when we got interrupted by our break.
This is some kind of mini miracle that I remembered what I was going to talk about. This is awesome.
I know. I'm like, impressed.
Wow, things are improving over here.
I'll have some of that.
yeah. Can I have some of that, please? My CRS is getting out of hand.
I know it is.
So what I was going to say is, in this, you know, in this conversation, it's like a lot of men in trying to not be the stereotypical man that, you know, just watches football, drinks beer, and shoves a woman's head through a headboard when they have sex, you know, and not wanting, did you love that one? You know, not wanting to be the typical man, a lot of guys have gone to this side of being a snag, a sensitive new age guy. And it really is in resistance to being the non-gentleman that a lot of men choose to be. But once again, we haven't been given the information. And so, you know, so this thing of men being snags, men actually, you know, when your man cries more than you do, you might want to start taking a look at things, okay? Because not that it's not appropriate for a gentleman to cry, okay? Don't get me wrong. But when they have more, they talk about their feelings more than you do, when they talk about their emotions more than you do, when they tell you how you're wrong because you hurt them this way, you realize you're dealing with somebody who's turned themselves into a sensitive new age guy. And one of the things that turns women off more than anything else is having a man who's not willing to be a man, who's not willing to go no, you know, and who's not willing to say yes, who's not willing to commit to something and create it, and who's not willing to actually be the trying to look, I guess I'd say, the substantialness of being that is required in a relationship with somebody. And so a lot of men think if they make any choice, then, you know, they're wrong because they're not being sensitive to a woman's needs, or they're basically, let's put it this way, you know, the old philosophical question, if a tree falls in the forest, is a man still wrong? The answer is yes. You know, and so, you know, when you're continuously, and the difficulty is, you know, for those of us men who truly care about women, who truly care about others, it's like, it's kind of like we've been abused in this reality with the wrongness of being a man.
Yeah. And so, well, that's the whole feminist, you know, part of like what that perpetrated is that conversation, you know, the whole feminist movement.
Exactly. And so, you know, I wanted to address it because that's one of the things that is one of the biggest sticking points in the men who truly have the capacity to be a gentleman, which is where you have all of the aspects of you available and intimacy with yourself, and what they've been choosing and what they've been handed and what they think is somehow a solution to the evils that other men have done. Time for a different conversation once again.
Yeah. Well, and we were just at the break talking about the topic of intimacy and how, like, we were just saying we could talk about it for days. And what I love about it is that it is like because, you know, this show is so much about creation, and that's one of my favorite topics too. And to me, they go hand in hand, is that when you do have that space of intimacy with you, you can actually have it with others, and you can create anything. Like, you can truly step up to creating whatever it is that you'd like to have as your life if you have those elements of intimacy with you. There's sort of like nothing that you won't be willing to go for and play with and try on. And so just such a huge topic. And you're actually doing it. There's like 8 million classes that Dane is doing that I want to tell everybody about because they're all so awesome. So you're doing a Taste of Being Intimacy with you. coming up on in Charleston and via live stream in August.
Yeah. Where we get to cover this topic in a lot more depth.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. And anybody can join us from anywhere because it's going to be streamed on the Access TV site. So we'll share links later on. But just to put that on people's radar. And of course, all these Return of the Gentleman conversations have so much of that woven through as well. I wanted to ask you, too, there's two free hangouts coming up for men that are going to be happening actually tomorrow and the next day. So the 11th and 12th of July, 2017. And you and Brendan Watt are going to be doing them together and with whatever men would like to join. And I wanted to ask you about there's two really cool, really different topics. The first one being raising the next generation of gentlemen. And a conversation that is near and dear to my heart as the mother of two very potent humanoid boys who have actually...
Keep reminding yourself of that.
Dane has been around them a few times.
No, they're not totally out of control little shits. They're potent humanoid boys. Eventually, they may become gentlemen. Who knows?
You know, I know. And you know what's been amazing, actually, is I was telling Gary about this a lot, when I saw him in New York at the SOP. We had a conversation at the CF class in Rome about, well, it was so funny because for like a year, every time I asked Gary any question at all, Gary Douglas, those of you who don't know who Gary is, the founder of Access Consciousness. So every time I asked him a question in any class or telecall, he would always bring it back to my kids. And I was like, at first I thought it was funny. I was being very blonde and I thought it was funny. And I was like, oh, Gary, you always talk about my kids, you know? It took me a little bit to go, I should probably ask a question about this. So I finally
brilliant.
Started. I know.
Let me say this to everybody out there. If you hear me or Gary say something to you more than twice, ask a question.
I know.
Because we're pointing out something in your world that if you ask a question about it, will give you clarity and or freedom that you don't currently have.
I know. And I was laughing at Moses. I realized that that's what was going on. I laughed so hard because I was like, I think it's been like months of him doing this. I was really, really blonde about it. But finally I started asking, and what do you mean by that, Gary? And because it was literally, it didn't matter what, I never asked about my kids. I was always asking about different topics and it would always come back to my kids. And so finally, we had a conversation in Rome at the CF class that, again, I asked a question, he brought it back to my kids. We started talking about my kids again. And it was actually like, the conversation that he sort of tried to have with me 5 years ago that I right. wasn't willing to, you know, choose and act upon and all of that. And so it was about having a different conversation with my children and really acknowledging their awareness and about some things that I hadn't been willing to do so far. And so amazing what has shown up since then. Like they have changed so dynamically and they're like so easy to be around now. And
oh, so wait a minute. So you changed your point of view and your children changed.
Can you believe it? This shit works. It only took me 5 years, but you know.
Well, and for just a moment, I'll let you carry on, but let's extrapolate that for a moment in our relationships. We keep trying to change the other person in relationship for us to get the relationship. We never look at what do I need to change to make this different?
Yeah.
You know, that's a mark of a gentleman. A gentleman always looks at himself first for being the source of change.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love
that. Just wanted to put that in there. So sorry, were saying...
Well, no, it just has really, and of course there's always more and, you know, but there's just this, it's really blown me away. Like the tools, these tools have changed so much for me with my kids, for my kids, like there's just this incredible space that they get to be, that I have seen them over the years of coming to classes and being part of Access in the way that they are, just, you know, changing and having more ease in their world, and then, you know, recently a really huge change. And it's just, I'm so grateful. And so I just, yeah, what else can you share about that? Like raising gentlemen, you know, gentlemen,
yeah,
is very different. Very different reality.
Truly is. So one of the things I want to say about it is you would be the female version of a gentleman. Okay. And so I don't know if we want to say a true lady. I'm not exactly sure the word, because even that word people have judgments of. Mm-hmm. But it's like you truly are, because you're looking at, okay, the buck stops with me. What do I choose? And if I'm truly the source of creating my reality, and if I'm the source of changing my reality, what do I need to choose to create something different?
Yeah.
And that's where a true gentleman functions. Mm. And you also have the potency that a true gentleman has. And given that you're a woman, you don't have to hide it like men do, which is wonderful.
Wow.
So that's a story for another time. But so let's put all that into answering the question. It's like, what does it take to truly raise a gentleman? Well, first you have to be willing to look at the aspects of being a gentleman and see what of that you're willing to be and where you're not willing to be it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number one. And this applies to both men and women. And this is why I say it's a universal conversation.
Yeah.
It just takes on a different element when you allow men to have their say in a, you know, in their own sort of way in which they need to. So if you look at that, part of what, so we talked about this intimacy, but one of the biggest aspects of raising a gentleman, and the reason we have Brendan Watt, who's part of the Access Dazzle, just an amazing man in his own right.
Yeah.
But he also has an 11-year-old son. and for those of you who know what teenagers are, that's why we say 11. Although I think he just turned 12.
He and Avery, my oldest, are the same age.
So he has a 12-year-old son. Teenagehood hit early. Let's put it that way. But this kid is one of the kindest, sweetest people you will ever meet, but he knows how to get everything he desires in life. I mean, truly, all he has to do is bet. He's got the longest friggin' eyelashes. He's so cute. He just looks at you, whether you're a man, a woman, or a stone, you just melt and give him whatever he wants because he's asking for it. Or he'll go, oh, I'm hungry. And you go, hey, you want some fries? Which are his favorite. You know, whatever it is. But so there's two aspects then of the gentleman thing and raising a gentleman. One of the biggest is teaching them to honor themselves without losing themselves. This is one of the biggest elements that we could all learn from and all use. And we can see it, interestingly enough, if we look at kids and we look at how kids are raised and we look at how we were raised, we can see it in them and then we can start to extrapolate to us. But what happens is if you're raising a gentleman, and you teach them to honor themselves without losing themselves. And this is huge.
It is huge. Yeah.
To honor themselves without losing themselves. When something comes up that they know not to do, they know. Or if somebody they're in relationship with is really committed to it anyway, they can say, sweetie, are you sure you want to do this? Yes. They'll ask again later, not the same day. Otherwise, you'll get no sex for a week. another day. Sweetie, are you sure you want to do this? Yes. Okay, one more time. Sweetie, are you sure you want to do this? Yes. Okay, then I'll do it with you. Knowing full well that it's not going to turn out the way the person has decided it will, but that's honoring you without losing you. This is just, this is one, I mean, we could write many books on this particular subject, but we get that one concept because that's the one largest place where people fall down in being a gentleman or being a lady is they think that if they're honoring themselves, they're dishonoring their partner. They also have this idea that if they're honoring their partner, they'll do everything their partner wants. But a true gentleman knows when to say no. They also know when to say yes. But they also know, and this is something that Brendan's son has brilliantly. I have no idea where he got it because Brendan isn't this way at all. They also know what to say to whom to get everything they want. And they're also willing to receive it. And so if we could teach our kids that it's not bad to get what you want, And it's also not bad to say what you need to say to whomever you need to say it to get what you want. Then we have a different playing field, because most of us were taught the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That basically sets you up for you doing all kinds of nice things and other people just crapping on you.
Yeah.
And, you know, but look at this for a moment. If we take it out of the golden rule and instead put it into honoring you without losing you, then it's not about you just be nice to people and that everything will work out. It's, hey, if this person's a total jerk, be willing to acknowledge it. Be willing to do whatever is required to change it if it can be changed, and be willing to walk away if it can't be changed.
Yeah.
So we have a different, you know, a totally different starting point, but with this recognition of what would a gentleman truly choose? Mm-hmm. And rather than having the idea that a gentleman is just somebody who looks good in a suit and opens a door for a lady, that too. But that's not all it is by any means. It's actually being the greatness of us that we can be, that basically has gone out of vogue. It's gone out of style. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look even at the way most people dress nowadays, it's like, I don't care where you go. You can go into almost any place other than a specific 5-star restaurant with a dress code, looking like you just crawled out of the gutter in your jeans and t-shirt, and they'll let you in and nobody looks at you and goes, hey, do you ever think about wearing something, you know, that's a little classier, you know? And I know people maybe thinking I'm stepping on their toes, but what I'm saying is, if you look at our entire society and how we run our lives, it's about the most casual, least effort. We don't put much time and energy into ourselves, into the creation of our lives or anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And as you start to honor you, that starts to change, because you start to value you enough to choose that which is going to make your life great, not just mediocre.
Mm. Oh my gosh. There's so many gems in this conversation. I'm so grateful. Cool. Well, we're at our next break, so we're going to just hit the pause button and be back very shortly for so much more. So we'll be back in a moment.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we're here this week with an epic conversation with Dr. Dane here about the return of the gentleman and so many other amazing things. Dane, where else can we go here? There's just 8 million different things I want to ask you now.
Yes, I like it.
Let's see. Well, okay. So the second of the Hangouts, and I just so encourage people to, the men, to get on them if you can live. And if you miss them or you hear this after the fact, or if you're a woman, you can catch them on the YouTube channel. So if you go to YouTube and search Return of the Gentleman, there's a whole channel with all the, we'll be posting all the videos up there afterwards. There's blogs, there's all kinds of things, which actually, let me just give you guys the link now. If you would like to sign up for the Hangouts or just be on the Return of the Gentleman list, men and women are both invited. There's a page, drdanehere.com/ ROG. And you can go there to, men can join a men's only Facebook group. There's blogs, there's the YouTube channel. So there's all kinds of links on that page for you to have more resources, conversations, information. And if you sign up for the list, that's where you'll get the Zoom information. Men will get the Zoom information for tomorrow and Wednesday's hangouts. And the second one I love the title, The Unexpected Gift of Being a Gentleman. So what little niblets of teaser type bits of yumminess would you like to share around that?
I love it. Niblets. It reminds me of, you know, that corn thing in the can, you know? Anyway.
Corn niblets.
Well, it's like this. What in having these conversations with gentlemen around the world, they started talking to me about things that had changed in their relationships and in their lives. And if I'm going to boil it down into one sentence, basically, when you're being a gentleman, your life just works.
And meme.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Where's our dazzle? We need to remember that one.
Okay. I'll write it down. I got
okay.
it.
Okay. Thank you. Awesome. And that really is what it boils down to. It's like your life just works because you're actually starting to create it on your terms. You realize there's a potency and a capacity you have. You're no longer apologizing for it. You're no longer trying to prove that you are that. So you're no longer a dick or an asshole walking, trying to go, oh, I'm powerful. That's not power. That's stupidity. Okay. So you have a level of potency that truly is the capacity to create change in any area and create greatness and possibilities in any area. And you no longer diminish it. You no longer apologize for it. You no longer make it wrong. And you no longer have to hide it. And you no longer have to hide you. What that creates in your relationships is something so different. Because once again, so many of the women that are on a path of self-development find themselves with sensitive new age guys thinking, oh, I'm not going to go with that other kind of guy, which also makes sense. You know, the shove your head through the headboard guy. So they find a sensitive new age guy and then they're like, but please be a man.
Have some balls.
Exactly. Grow a pair of balls, please. You know? And so This is where, you know, a gentleman, maybe another meme, a gentleman has testicles. Okay, good. Now, hopefully, you know, you do some manscaping too. So it's not just a burly mess down there, but you know, you have testicles.
And oh my goodness, the visual on that. I don't think it would be that kind of a meme.
That would be a meme with an interesting background picture, don't you think? Big hairy mess. Anyway, I digress. You know, but this is the place where and so there are so many gifts that come from this that it truly is where your entire life starts to come together finally. Because a gentleman is no longer hiding the most essential aspects of themselves from them or anybody else. But they're also, one of the things that we found in Access a long time ago is people try to prove the opposite of what they believe they are or what they've decided they are or what they've been told that they are. And so what happens is they try to prove the opposite of that. And so if a man knows he's got potency, he tries to prove that he doesn't by letting people walk all over him, by not actually being the man in the relationship. And let's face it, if women have one complaint around the world more than any other at this point, it's that I love this guy, but he is not a man. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was getting into relationship with a man. I'd like a man, please. You know, and this, once again, this applies to gay, straight relationships. Also, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's like, you know, so when the person is not truly being who they are, what ends up happening is it creates this really messed up place for both partners. And then the other thing that happens is because gentlemen have not had these tools for what it is to actually be a man, actually be a gentleman, where all of your cylinders are firing and you have turbo boost that you haven't used yet. And what happens is because, where was I going? Man, I lost myself on turbo boost.
I know.
My train of thought leaves the station without me on it. But But when a man is functioning from there with all of his cylinders firing, it's like he's a force to be reckoned with in the world.
Mm.
And we as men have been trying to prove that we're not that. And we've also been putting the responsibility for being that on the women that we're with and on our partners. And that's not where it should be. It should be a co-creation if you're together with somebody. Mm. And so the gift of being a gentleman is actually many-fold, but it applies. It starts applying to your entire life.
Potency. That word just was really grabbing me from what, and I didn't catch the last part of what you said there, but potency is something that I just feel like it's good to touch on because it actually is such a misidentified, and like you're talking about shoving the woman's head through the headboard. Like a lot of times yeah. people sort of think that that's potency and power. And you know, going back to those five elements of intimacy, and like that is such a potency. Vulnerability is such a potency. So say more about that in regards to this conversation of being a gentleman.
Well, it's one of the most misidentified and misapplied areas on our planet. You know, what is potency? And what we have in this reality is power. And mm-hmm. in this reality, power is power over, you know, the yeah. shoving the head through the headboard, the you know, the I use so much force, nobody can stop me kind of thing. That's not potency. See, with true potency, you can change the world with a whisper.
Okay? Mm.
You can change somebody's reality with the gentlest of touches. That's true potency, where it doesn't take force to create change. All it takes is presence to create possibilities. And meme.
I know. I'm typing away over here.
Awesome. Thanks.
There was like four memes right there in that sentence.
Like, we'll just have a new meme, you know, a new meme interview next time. The meme interview. And mm-hmm. so you start to look at that and you realize, once again, you know, what I said at the very beginning, it's undoing the lies that we have been functioning from as gentlemen, as men in the world. And once again, I always say that, but I always know it applies to women also. So, but given our current subject. And so this one about potency is so huge because it has nothing to do with force. It yeah. is your presence. It is your awareness that changes the world around you. Yeah. Let me give you a sort of wonderful to me, but you know, really small example of this. We were in Venice and we were going to, we were late. Katerina, my communications coordinator, business creator extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. She and I were late for a meeting with the rest of the Access Dazzle at lunch. And we were rushing and we were just about to go up this stairway. And I see ahead of me this lady who's probably in her 60s or 70s who has just taken one step. And she's got two bags in her hands. One looks really heavy in the one hand in her purse and the other. And she's just taken one step and she pauses. And she takes a second step and she pauses. Obviously, this is hard work for her. And yeah. so Katerina was ahead of me and I stop and I say to her, I'm like, you know, I motion to her because I know she's Italian somehow. I'm like, may I take your bag? Like, can I carry this for you? Oh, the relief on her face. So I grabbed her bag and then I gave her my arm and I helped her up step after step. And then I helped her down the next side, you know, down the steps on the other side. And you could feel her whole world melt. It was like, it was so beautiful. And she like went from, I can't even tell you the change it created in her world. And her daughter was there with her. And she caught up with us later and was like, when are you leaving? I work at the opera. I want to give you a ticket. I mean, it was just like, this one act of kindness changed this lady's world. But that's the potency of being a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing where there is something that you can contribute that makes somebody else's life greater and the willingness to actually do it.
I love that. I love that. Wow. Yeah. And it's amazing. It's like potency is something that, you know, is so easy to misidentify as something that has to be really big and really like, I changed the whole world and it's now, you know, like yep. global warming has been reversed and, you know,
because of me.
All right. But just the ripples that go out into, and, you know, I know you made a video about that interaction and shared it in the Year of You Being You group and invited other people to be playing with that acts of kindness. And it's just, you know, I I continue to be blown away more and more all the time at how simple so much of this actually is, and how like changing the world actually really does occur in all of these little occurrences and choices that we make, and possibilities that we create, and such a relief, really. Like, I'm just so grateful.
Absolutely. You know? I'm with you. You know, it is. It's not what any of us thought it was. You know, yeah. Like you said, it's so different. And it's so funny because the other thing that a gentleman starts to realize in their world is it's the accumulation of the small choices you make that create the greatest change in your life, in your future, and in the world. Oh. It's the accumulation of the small choices. And we keep looking for, I must make the largest choice, and then I'm wonderful, and then I'm powerful. No. It's like, how kind can you be today? You and everybody else.
I know.
What can you give to somebody, even if it's just a smile, that will change their reality for the greater and give them faith in humanity again?
Yeah. Yeah. And on that note, we are just about to be done here. Thank you so much, Dane. I know. More, please. There will be more tomorrow on the Return of the Gentleman Hangouts. DrDaneHere.com/ROG if you'd like to sign up. Men and women. Men will get the Zoom details. Women will get the replay. Thank you so much, Dane, for everything that you be. And I'm so grateful for you. Thanks for
Heather,
being here.
That is mutual. Thank you. And thank you for being the lady and the woman that you truly are. What a gift it is for all of us.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a beautiful day, everybody, and we'll be back next week with more.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.